The Swedish government has announced it wants to introduce a national ban on the forever chemicals PFAS in a number of consumer products. The ban will be introduced ahead of any possible EU-wide restrictions currently being discussed by the European Commission. The proposed Swedish ban would cover products like clothes, shoes, waterproofing sprays, kitchen utensils, cosmetics and ski wax. A man's been sentenced to 10 years in jail and deportation for the attempted murder of his 11-year-old son, Swedish Radio's local P4 Stockholm channel reports. In April, the father assaulted the boy and allowed his dogs to attack and bite him. He put him in a chokehold until the son lost consciousness and tried to throw him from a fourth-floor balcony. Södertörn District Court found that the man posed a danger to the boy's life. The Swedish government says it will send a legislative proposal allowing Swedish citizenship to be revoked for serious crimes to the Council on Legislation shortly before the election in September. This means it will be up to the next government to complete the process if the laws to become reality. Parliament voted in the spring in favour of introducing the possibility to strip Swedish citizenship from people with dual nationality if they commit crimes that seriously damage Sweden's vital interests. But as it means a change to the constitution, a new vote will also have to happen after the next election. The new proposal will also detail more specifically which crimes could lead to citizenship being withdrawn. And in what could be good news for any World Cup football managers worried about their jobs, Swedish researchers say that changing or sacking a football coach in the middle of the season doesn't help, according to a new study from Umeå University. Researcher Erik Lundqvist tells Swedish Radio Sports Desk that teams often pick up slightly more points immediately after a change of manager, but the same improvement can also be seen in a control group that didn't change coaches. The researchers analysed 331 coaching changes in Europe's 10 biggest football leagues. Those were Thursday's headlines. For more stories, go to our homepage or our app, Sveriges Radio. I'm Chris Boswell. Have a good evening.